Hi, welcome to today's program. This is Kennedy, we're living on God's Word. Today we're going to be reading Ephesians chapter 5 from the Jesus Bible, NIV edition, review key takeaways and end our session with a prayer. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Instructions for Christian household. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit yourself to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband as the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands are to love their wives as their own bodies, for he loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body, just as Christ does the church, for we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. This is the end of Ephesians chapter 5. So here again, we see Paul continue to write on how we are to conduct ourselves in the body of Christ, and how men and women are to relate to one another in marriage, just as Jesus loved the church and took care of the church. So let us pray. Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for allowing us again to wake up today with fresh energy, an open heart, fresh mind, no regrets, no worries, stress, threats, just a clean heart towards humanity. Help us start the day on the right path to deal with the challenges that come our way, not to get out of character, but to stay in the Word, to stay in the love of the Holy Spirit, to bring people towards us instead of us moving out into discord and disagreement. Help us be stable and steady so that any challenges, any winds, any turmoil, any wind or torrent that come our way, we're able to withstand, able to remain steady and sturdy, and keep our love strong towards others, and therefore not breaking the bond that unites us all. In your love, in Jesus' name, amen. This concludes today's reading interpretation of Ephesians chapter 5. We hope that you will join us again tomorrow. God bless you. This is Kennedy, your brother in Christ, always.